The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, text number 30, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 30th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Tadetanme Bijanihi Jathaham Mandadhi Hare Sukham Buddhiya Durbodhan Jusha Bhavadanugraha. So, this is submission. The process of understanding transcendental subject matter is not by challenge, but by submission. The whole bhakti process is submission. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching. Trinadapi sunichena sarvarapi sahishnuna omanina manadena kirtaniya sadah. If one is interested to advance by chanting, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises that you should be humbler than the straw or grass and tolerant than the tree. Tinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnuna omanina. Without feeling oneself of becoming very proud of intelligence, he should give respect to others, and in this way one can chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra offenseless. Devahuti, although mother of Kapildev, because she is woman, not only woman, because she is going to be disciple or the student, she is presenting herself as very humble student, not that superior mother, no. Tadviddhi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya. One has to learn, the first condition is pranipat. Prakishti rupena nipat. Complete surrender. Pranipatena. Then pariprasna. Saddharma pritcha. First of all, pranipat, full submission, then pariprasna, guided by seva, service. We have to please the spiritual master, the teacher, by service. This whole bhakti process depends on service attitude. Sevanmukhi hi jivhado. As several times explained this verse. Atha Sri Krishna namadi nabhavet graham indriyai. Our present material senses are blunt. By this present senses it is not possible to understand the transcendental nature of Krishna, His name, His form, His quality, His pastimes, everything of Krishna, they are all dibbam, divine. Janma karma cha me dibbam. So, dibbam, transcendental subject matter, is not possible to understand by these material blunt senses. Therefore, one has to purify it. That is bhakti marg. Sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. One has to purify the senses, and when the senses are purified, then with that purified senses, Rishikena Rishikesa Sevaram Bhakti Ruchyate. When our senses are purified, then we can serve Rishikesa. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevaram. Bhakti means to serve Krishna, the master of the senses, by our senses. But these present senses, they cannot be fit for serving Krishna. It has to be purified. So how this purification is possible? Sevan mukhehi jivhado. By engaging oneself in service of the Lord. And the first service begins from the tongue, jivhado. We have got many senses, sense organs, but devotional service begins from the tongue, jiva, jivhado, by chanting. It is very difficult subject matter, but it is made easy, because Devahuti says, sukhaṁ buddhiya. Very easily I can understand, because I am woman. So Krishna is open to everyone. Sriya vishya satha sudra. Although they are considered less intelligent, still Krishna is open to everyone. And especially in this age, kirtanādeva krishnasya mukta saṅgaṁ param vraja. Simply by chanting Krishna's name, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, kirtanādeva krishnasya mukta saṅgaṁ, one becomes liberated, and then param vraja, he is transferred to the spiritual world. Although this Kali Yuga is full of faulty things, everyone is embarrassed with so many difficulties. Still, very easy method. This is spoken by Sukadeva Goswami. After describing the faults of Kali Yuga, there are many, many hundreds and thousands of faults. People will suffer. They are all described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. People, intelligence, bodily strength, mercifulness, everything will be reduced. And so many things are described. Some of them are very prominent, even at the present moment. Just like in the Kali Yuga, it is stated, Lavanyam Kesadharam. People will think by keeping long hairs, they will become beautiful. Lavanyam Kesadharam. So, that is very visible now, especially in the Western countries. They keep very long hairs. Dampatye ratimeva hi. Marriage, husband and wife, they will be simply by agreement. Nowadays that is happening. You go to a marriage maker and agree, marriage is finished. Not like before. Dampatye ratimeva hi. And rati means sex desires. So long their sex desires will be completed, they can lead. Shikaram eva hi udvahe. These are stated all. Vipratte sutram eva hi. To become a Brahmin, just have a sacred thread. Sacred or not sacred, get a thread, that's all. Without executing the brahminical duties, that is going on. In this way, there is a long list of Kali Yuga's activities. So after submitting the list, Sukadev Goswami says, Kalo dosa nidhi rajan asti riko mahan guno. My dear King Parikshit, I have described all the faults of this Kali Yuga, but there is a special advantage in this age. That is, he said, Kītanādeva Krishnasya mukta saṅga param vrija. People can become liberated and go back to home, back to Godhead, simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Hare nāma iva kevalam, kalau nāstiva 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 tadirunda. So, this easy process, sukham, jivhādo, it begins from the jivhā, tongue. If you kindly train your tongue to chant Hare Krishna mantra, and if possible without offense, there are 10 kinds of offenses. If we avoid the offenses and you chant Hare Krishna mantra, you become liberated. And it is very easy. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya mukta saṅga param vrija. Mukta, anyone who is chanting Hare Krishna mantra, if he is chanting sincerely, sincerely and not sincerely, if he chants, then he will become sincere and purified. Cheta darpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nidvapanam. So, this is the easiest process. So, durbodham jusha bhava durvagraha. But this chance is gotten by the grace of Krishna. Bhava-danugraha. If Krishna sees somebody that he is sincerely chanting Hare Krishna mantra, he is within everyone. Ishara sarva-bhutanam riddhesa arjuna tishthati. So he can understand that here is a sincere devotee. Then he gives chance. He, as Chaitya Guru, the super soul, Chaitya Guru, and this external Guru, he gives the chance of meeting external Guru also, his representative, so that Krishna helps a sincere devotee externally and internally. Internally, he helps himself as Paramatma. Buddhi yogam dadanitam, Krishna says, I give him intelligence from within. And without, externally, his representative, the spiritual master is there. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Guru Krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata bija. Combination of Guru and Krishna. By the grace of Krishna, one gets a bona fide Guru, and by the grace of the bona fide Guru, one gets Krishna. This is going on. So, as we have fallen, similarly, Shastra has given us very easy method to appreciate our transcendental life, our blissful life, that is Krishna consciousness movement. This we are teaching everywhere, that you chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, and when they are advanced, they are engaged in deity worship, in preaching work, and so many others. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasivanam Archanam Vandanam Dasam Sakham Atmanivedanam. So, Devohiti Devi, she thinks herself, because, oh man, Dusha, Durbodhan, so she is accepting her son as guru and very submissively, and she wants to understand the very difficult subject matter very easily by the grace of Kapila. This is very important thing, to receive the causeless mercy of Krishna and the spiritual master. Both. By Krishna's mercy we shall get spiritual master and spiritual masters. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he has very much stressed on the mercy of Guru, and that is actually fact. If we receive the mercy of Guru, if we can satisfy Guru by our service, and if he gives his blessing, that is very, very great opportunity. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. Guru is confidential servant of Krishna. Guru never claims that he is Krishna, he is God. That is not Guru. Guru, although worships as Krishna, Krishna, sakshad haritena samasta shastri, not in one shastra, but all the Vedic shastra, they describe Guru, Guru Brahma. They describe on the equal footing. Guru being representative of Krishna, he is worshipped as Krishna. Sakshad haritena samasta shastri. All shastra recommends that. Tatha bhavata eva sadhvi. And those who are pure devotees, they accept. But that does not mean that Guru declares himself that I am Krishna, I am God. No. Kintu prabhujya priya eva tas. He is the most confidential servant of Krishna. Therefore he is very dear. And as he is very dear to Krishna, if he recommends somebody, Krishna accepts him, he will accept him. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. That is the system. Guru is very confidential servant of Krishna. Why confidential servant? Because he is canvassing door to door, please become Krishna conscious. Please surrender to Krishna. Krishna says to Arjuna, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ bhaja. And Guru takes that very mission, but does not say like Krishna, say, you surrender to me. He says, surrender to Krishna. But one has to surrender to Krishna through the via media of Guru, not directly. This is the process. Therefore, Guru accepts, respects from the disciple, not for his personal self, but conveying the respect to Krishna. This is the process. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasada, jasya prasadat navati kuto. If you cannot get the mercy of Guru, then it is very difficult to approach Krishna. We cannot approach Krishna directly. Evaṁ parampara prāptam evaṁ rājar saya vidu. That is the statement in the Bhagavad Gita. Parampara. Guru, he offers the same respect to his guru his guru. He goes in this way, goes to Krishna, parampara. As the mercy of Krishna comes through the parampara system, similarly, the offering of respect to Krishna goes up through the parampara system. Therefore it is stated, bhavadanugraha. Bhavadanugraha. Please kindly become merciful upon me. So in this way, one has to learn how to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Our Vaishnava system is adu gudbhasram. If we want to approach Krishna, then in the beginning, adu, the beginning is to take shelter of Guru. That is being shown by Devahuti. Although his son, he is begging the mercy of Kapildev, so that by his mercy she could understand what is devotional service and how to approach Krishna. Taditanme bijani jatāhaṁ mandadhi. So this is very good qualification. Mandadhi. My intelligence is not very sharp. Manda. That is especially in this age. Of course, Kapildev and Devahuti was not in this age. Still she is submitting because she happens to be woman. And although she is such exalted woman that she could give birth to the personality of Godhead Kapildev, she was not ordinary woman. Still she thinks Mandadhi. Aimless intelligence. Mandadhi Hari Hare, my dear Kapil, you are Supreme Personality of Godhead, but I am Mandadhi. My intelligence is not very sharp. Still I want to understand the sublime subject matter, transcendental subject matter from you. So it is possible. You see, bhavadanugraha. If you become merciful, then it is possible. This is the process. So in order to get the mercy of Guru, so jasya prasadad bhagavat prasadam, we must search out a bona fide spiritual master, representative of Krishna or Kapildev, and then we shall submit and offer service. In this way, we shall please the Guru, and if he is satisfied, then our business is complete. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasad. Jasya prasadat nagati kutopi. This is our. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended this process. This process, jnane priyasam mudapasa namanta eva, the process of understanding or approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead is this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved this when he was discussing with Ramananda Raya. So, the process of approaching the Supreme Lord. So he first of all explained the varnasam dharma. Varnasama charvata purushena parapuma. Vishnu aradhate. The human life is for Vishnu aradhana. That is the human life. Vishnu aradhana. The varnasam, the system, chaturvarnam maya system, Krishna says, why he established this chaturvarna maya system? Because through the chaturvarna systematic institution, following the rules and regulations of Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, one can approach Lord Vishnu. Vishnu aradhate. This varnasam dharma is very important. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that it is very difficult even to execute the rules and regulations of Varnasram Dharma in this age. Actually, that is a fact. Therefore, after explaining Varnasram Dharma before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Yo Bhadja." Yes, it is one of the process, but in this age, it is very difficult. Who is going to be Brahmin? It is very difficult. Especially it has become very difficult in India. We are advertising, we are soliciting, please come here in this Hare Krishna land and just become a Brahmin Vaishnava, and we shall try to serve you by giving you a good place, but nobody is coming. Therefore, it is very difficult to revive the old Varnasram Dharma culture. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore said, no, it is all right, but it is very difficult now. He is practical. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Namo Mahavadanaya, Krishna Prema Pradaya. He is studied by Rupa Goswami as the most munificent avatar incarnation. There are many incarnations, but he is most munificent. Badana, the supreme charitable. Why? Krishna Prema Pradaya. He is distributing love of Krishna like anything. Krishna Prema Pradaya. One cannot understand Krishna. Manishanam sahasesu koshchit jatati siddhaya jatatama visiddhyana koshchit vetri mantra. To understand Krishna is very, very difficult. Out of many, many millions of person, one tries for making his life successful, and out of many, many successful, jatatama pi siddhyana, one who has attained siddhi, such person, one may understand Krishna. So Krishna, to understand, so first of all we cannot understand Krishna, then where is the question of love of Krishna? If you do not understand somebody, how you can love him? Love is far, far away. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind that he is distributing Krishna Prem. Take anyone. Come on. Krishna Prema Pradaya. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very practical that I want to give Krishna Prem. One should be ecstatic, emotional in Krishna Prem. One shall cry for Krishna. And he taught everyone by his practical example how he was mad after Krishna. Govinda virahinami sunnayitam jagat sarvam. Govinda virahinami. This is Krishna Prem. Without Krishna, one should see everything vacant. This is Radharani's prem. And that is not possible for ordinary human being. It might be possible for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and few devotees. Just like his immediate disciples, the six Goswamis, they were also following the same principle. In Vrindavan, the six Goswamis used to live, but they were seeking Krishna, becoming mad. He Radhi Brajadevi ke chalalite he nanda suna kutaha. Si govardhana padavatale kalindivane kutaha. Goshantaviti sarvato brajapure khedai mahabhuhalu. Bande rupa sanatana lagajugau sri jiva gopal. So they were mad after Krishna. Where is Krishna? They never said, we have seen Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he said, I was dreaming of Krishna, and why you awake me? I have lost the chance. In this way, they are making bhajan. This is called viraha bhajan. Viraha bhajan. Separation. That is very recommended process. So we should be awakened. Awaken our consciousness, Krishna consciousness, in such a way that being separated from Krishna, we shall become mad after him. This is called Krishna prema. That prema was being distributed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and is still distributing. So, how this prema can be awakened easily? That has been recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, quoting from Lord Brahma's prayer to Krishna, Jnane Priyasam Mudapasa Namantayiva. Don't try to understand Krishna by your teeny knowledge. We are imperfect. How we can speculate on Krishna? That is not, because there are certain persons, jnanis, they want to know, just like theosophists, they want to know the absolute truth by speculation. But that is not possible. Athapi te deva padambhujadvayam prasadalesanu grihito evahi janati tattam na channa ekopi chirang vichinnam. Chirang, for many, many years, if you speculate, you cannot understand Krishna. You have to receive the mercy of Krishna through the spiritual mind. Then it is possible. That is recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sane sthita suti gatang tanuvang manobhi ji prayasa ajito. Krishna's another name is ajito. You cannot conquer him. When Krishna was present, he had to fight with so many demons, but nobody could conquer him. That is the history. He conquered everyone, but nobody could conquer him. He is conquered by his devotee only, that's all. Therefore his name is Ajita. Ajita, if you want to conquer over Ajita, then it's simply Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that don't speculate. Sane sthita jnane priyasam udapasa namanta eva be submissive. Krishna, I am very poor. Krishna, I have no means to understand you. So if you kindly be merciful upon me, then I can understand something about you. Surrender. That is what. So, we should give chance to people to hear about Krishna. Therefore we are opening so many centers. Please come and hear about Krishna. Then gradually you will assimilate. Because Krishna and Krishna's words, they are not different, absolute. When we hear about Krishna, that means we are directly associating with Krishna. And the more you associate with Krishna, the more you become purified. Riddhantastha vadrani vidhunati. Krishna helps in washing your dirty things within the heart. Chaita dharpana marjanam. The same thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Then, when we are free, tatparatena nirmalam, you become purified, we become purified. Then immediately we revive our Krishna consciousness and engage ourselves in Krishna's service. Thank you very much.